On the Blooming Prairie Coaches Show, KRFO, AM 1390 KRFO, and the KRFO app, Chad Gimbel, football coach. And last week, last night, a home game with Kenyon Wanamingo, back-to-back home games, in fact, hosting Randolph for homecoming a week ago. Get another time on the home field, Chad, and dominated Kenyon Wanamingo 61-6. Blooming Prairie with the win to stay unbeaten on the season. What stands out about last night's win?
I thought it was a good performance all the way around on the offensive side of the ball, obviously with 61 points scored. But I feel like our offensive line's playing really well and opening up holes for our running back and giving our quarterbacks time to find receivers, and receivers are running good routes. And, I feel like our receivers are doing a good job of blocking, and we're getting some big plays in the run game. But what's really nice is we're very balanced. We're able to run the football and pass the football equally as effective. On the defensive side, I felt like we started out really well on the defensive side of the ball and did some good things. We had a scoop and score on the defensive side on a fumble, and we're able to score one in the first quarter. But as the game went on, I felt like we kind of lost our discipline, our focus on that side of the ball, and we gave Kenyon some big plays midway through the second quarter and into the start of the second half. But then I thought, we talked to him, and our kids adjusted well second half, and we played a lot more sound defensively, a lot more assignment football.
As far as that focus thing or any other things you want to work on, coaches are always looking for ways to get better. What are some ways to improve on that focus when you build big leads, or maybe some of the X's and O's that need to be adjusted? What's a note on that?
Roy, it really starts at practice, and we've talked to our kids about that. We can have a good 15-20 minutes of practice, and then all of a sudden our kids start to lose focus, and shoot, that stuff's starting to carry over into games, and we get deeper into playoffs, and we're in tight battles. Our kids are going to have to learn that, it's 48 minutes of focus and discipline, and the biggest thing is just assignments. They when you lose your discipline, you lose your focus, and you lose your eye discipline. You get yourself out of position, and on the defensive line, guys are slanting too far, or are not slant far enough, and just not having gap control, gap sound, and linebackers aren't reading their keys, and defensive backs, our eyes are in the wrong spot and going to wrong receivers, and it's just some of those things that are mental side that should be easy to fix, but kids have got to take a second and anticipate, and that's what we always talk about. Take a second, anticipate what's going to happen, and so you're not a step slow. If you're trying to figure it out as the ball's being snapped or after the ball's snapped, you're going to be a step slow.
And I know that's just a small part of things, because Blooming Prairie is having a lot of success. What was it that the defense did well yesterday to I'm sure set up the offense to do its thing?
Well, again, as a coach, we, like you said earlier, we're always trying to work to get better and stuff, and we are doing a ton of right stuff, obviously, and we're still undefeated and things like that. But we're getting stops early, and we play very good defense until the game starts to get, until we start to get that lead, and then our kids start to lose their focus. But we got our stops early on. We did what we're supposed to do, and that's assignment football. Guys are covering who they're supposed to, and guys are gap sound and staying low and making tackles. And that's one thing that our kids have been doing a very good job of is tackling. And if you block and you tackle, you're going to be pretty successful in this game.
You mentioned balance between the run and pass. Any stats to throw out there from the 61-6 win over Kenyon Wanamingo?
We had 558 yards of offense. I think 300 of those yards were passing, and another another 250 was rushing. And of those 300 yards, some of those are jet sweep for passing yards because we pop the ball forward. It's about a one foot pass, but you know they count they count for passing yards. If you take those 60 yards, you put them on the other side. It's very close as far as balance. And again, a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of that goes to our offensive line. I just feel like they're playing well right now, and they got to continue to improve, though. But you know, they're working hard, and again, receivers are doing a good job blocking, and it's making it all go.
What's the status on Carson Vigeland?
You know, he went in for knee surgery on Wednesday, and you know, it was a successful knee surgery, so we're happy for him. And we wish him the best of luck in the future.
Bethlehem Academy on the schedule for next week. You'll play at Bruce Smith Field. That's a Friday night ball game. Tell me about the Cardinals.
You know, they seem to really have turned the corner here in the last 2 weeks. They played Kenny Wanamingo and beat them 48-0. And then last week played Goodhue right down to the wire. It was 14-12, and haven't gotten into watching that film yet, but they just seem like they've gotten a lot more physical. And on both sides of the ball, their offensive line seems to be blocking. And I like a lot of things that they do offensively and scheme-wise. They do a lot of things, a lot of the same plays, but different formations, and making it simple for the kids, but hard for defenses to defend. They've got a quarterback and a running back that are both effective runners, and their play action pass is very effective, and then they got some good counters and stuff. So if our eye discipline and if we don't follow our reads, we're going to be in trouble on the defensive side. So a lot to get prepared for this week.
All right. Hopefully Blooming Prairie fans were able to find it. For those who listened on the radio yesterday, hopefully able to find it on the Mighty 920 KDHL. We had moved the Owatonna game to Cat Country because of the Twins on AM 1390. I say all that because next Friday night, the 11th, I think it'll be Blooming Prairie football, Cat Country 105 at Bethlehem Academy for those who aren't able to get to Faribault to take the game in person. So back on Cat Country 105 on Friday night, the 11th. Big win, 61-6 over Kenyon Wanamingo on this Friday night, October 4th. Chad Gimbel, BP football coach. I appreciate your time, Chad, and good luck getting ready. Week 7 right around the corner.
All right. Thanks a lot, Roy. Appreciate it.
BP Coaches Show on AM 1390 KRFO.